everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. The group had a bone to pick with James. He hasn't been an effective team member ever since his relationship with his ex-girlfriend came to an end. James dated his ex-girlfriend for 15 years, but a lot of negative things were going on between them. James and his girlfriend reached a stage where they couldn't get the bottom of things and had no idea what the main reason for their troubles, stresses, and anxiety was anymore. This led James to leave and reflect on the things he did right and wrong. The team tried to get their head around James' situation. They knew that this separation was not like any separation they have learned about or heard of. They were aware of his emotional pain and suffering. That's why they made every effort to provide the comfort needed and take care of his work for a certain period of time, so they could help reduce at least one source of stress he had to deal with. They gave him 2 weeks off to rest. They sent someone every day to check in on him and make sure he was okay. They started slowly and gradually increased his workload to its normal rate when he returned to work. But even after all of the team's effort, James' performance still was not meeting the minimum expectations. The team agreed that they had to be honest and on the level with James. He needed to pull his own weight, or else he might lose his job. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, have a bone to pick, is defined as have a grievance or complaint. Idiom number two, get the bottom of, is defined as find the underlying cause of a situation. Idiom number three, get your head around something, means understand something. Idiom number four, on the level, is defined as honest, sincere, and straightforward. And finally, idiom number five, pull your weight, is defined as do your share of the work. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, come to an end, is defined as break up. Number two, learn about, means to become knowledgeable or informed about someone or something. Number three, check in on someone, is defined as to actively monitor the safety of a person or thing. Number four, going on, means occur or last. And finally, number five, deal with, is defined as to do something in order to achieve something or in order to solve a problem. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later.